Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Friday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California. And welcome to our Blog Talk Friday, Gratitude Friday, as we've been calling it lately. I've got Debbie Brawley and Claudia Field on the line with me. So thank you to everybody that has joined us today. Normally I open up with a couple of quotes or something like that, but today I was thinking, as we all are, have our stay at home, or safer at home, type of directives with our different states and whatnot, and some places are starting to gradually, slowly in a controlled fashion, open up and whatnot. But there's a whole plethora of people out there in different situations. We have some people who still have jobs and they're working from home, they're working remotely, and they might be super busy with that and homeschooling their kids. And then there's some of us who are, our full-time role was doing Beamer, which leaves us, with some time on our hands, given, our current situation. And so I think we talk a lot about, personal growth, self-improvement and things like that. And I think I've been taking this time to look at some of the books that I've been meaning to read but, didn't have the time for. So there's a couple of things that I'm doing that I just wanted to share and to recommend. I'm a part of a women's entrepreneurs group, and there's a subset of us that are in a book club. And so we've just started reading this particular book, and I'll share the title with you and a little bit about it. I think before I do that, I will say, I left my corporate job, to do Beamer full-time about a year ago, and I did that because I love this company. I love the technology. I love the impact that we're having on the health and wellness of so many people that we serve. And for those that decide to join us in the business, helping them to build a business that they can be passionate about. And so that's what leads me to this book, which is called The Joy of Business. And, everything that I do with Beamer brings me joy, and that's why I do it. And so the title, like I said, Joy of Business, What if Business is the Adventure of Living? And I'm just going to read you the back of it because I'm just getting started with this book. It, what if business was joyful and fun? What if it was so much more than you ever perceived possible? If you were creating your business from the joy of it, what would you choose? What would you change? What would you choose if you knew you could not fail? Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. So I'm super excited about reading that book. That is by Simone Molasses. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but how you spell her last name is Milasas, if you're interested in learning more about that book and looking it up. And then another book that I've started reading, because I always have a couple of books I'm looking at, this one was recommended quite some time ago, and it's been sitting on my bedside table, and it was recommended by our lovely, lovely, lovely late Barbara Gossage, who we miss terribly. And it's called The Power of Full Engagement, and it's written by Jim Lehrer and Tony Schwartz. And Chapter 5 talks about emotional energy. transforming threat into challenge. And I'm just going to read this first paragraph because I think it speaks to what a lot of us may be feeling and going through right now. It says, physical energy is the raw fuel for igniting our emotional skills and talents. In order to perform at our best, we must access pleasant and positive emotions, enjoyment, challenge, adventure, and opportunity. Emotions that arise out of threat or deficit, which are fear, frustration, anger, sadness, have a toxic feel to them and are associated with the release of specific stress hormones, most notably cortisol. From our perspective, emotional intelligence is simply the capacity to manage emotions skillfully in the service of high positive energy and full engagement. I love that sentence. In practical terms, the key muscles or competencies that fuel positive emotion are self-confidence, self-control, self-regulation, social skills, interpersonal effectiveness, and empathy. Smaller supportive muscles include patience, openness, trust, and enjoyment. I think right now many of us may feel like there's a lot of things that we can't control, and to a certain extent that's true. But at the end of the day, we have absolute control over what we feed our brains, and that's the information that we take in. And I personally choose to take in the positive and focus on, you know, the positive things that are going to come as a result of the situations that we're all in. So I hope those two books are something that might be interesting to you to feed your brains with some positive information. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to our wonderful co-host, Claudia Field. Claudia?
Amanda, thank you so much, and greetings, Beamer family. I thought that that was a beautiful way to just lead into, you know, we're in these times where we kind of joked around, oh, it's Friday again, because it's kind of a day of days, you know, Groundhog Day and things like that. And so before I share a couple of quotes, there are a couple of things, you know, that I'm finding helpful to structure my day, because obviously, you know, having a home office day is great, but now we're doing this every single day given the current situation. So I really just try to focus on three things that I can focus on a day in my business within reason, and that might be getting on a webinar or one of the team calls, maybe a pod call or a coffee chat with people on our team. It might be speaking to some existing prospects and sharing some new information with them, inviting them on a lunch and learn, sending them a recording, inviting people to our Equine Beamer Saturday tomorrow, which is super exciting. I don't have a lot of contacts in the horse world, but just putting it out there because you never know, and it is just such an incredible piece of technology. And I am kind of getting ready with my list of disclaimers of people that I plan to go back to as soon as we can place orders. So I'm trying to do just three things each day that I can look at myself and know that I did to grow my business. And then I'm also structuring my time to spend time reading. I'm participating in different wellness summits, learning from other leaders, different biohacking groups. So just trying to stay busy with different things given the situation. But I am excited because things are actually pushing forward out here in California. There are a few very interesting things that are going to be going on today. So I'm excited to see that it looks like we're going to be opening up safely very, very soon. Now, before I toss it over to Deb, I want to read a couple of quotes about integrity, because for those of you that don't know my story, I've been in the health industry in sales and marketing for close to 11 years, and I've always been a product person, a science person, and I was involved in multiple companies over the years, and while I love those products, things always seem to fail in those companies, either things in corporate or in the field or even the products, things would happen. And so Beamer is really the first positive experience that I've had, just both really enjoying our incredible community, enjoying the heart-centered leadership that stems from Peter Gleim and his family, all the way through our corporate staff, Dr. Burka, through our national and regional directors, and into our own teams. But, you know, there are definitely in this time, there are some situations that are going on that are really not of the Beamer nature. And so
I just want to bring up a couple quotes about integrity, because Deb is going to talk a little bit about this, because I think what's most important is when we are challenged with uncertainty, this is where you really learn what you're made of, how strong you are. And it's okay to feel like on days you're falling down, because the next day you can pick yourself up, or that next hour or minute. But one thing that you really never want to let go of is integrity. And so I like these two quotes. Integrity is choosing courage over comfort, choosing what is right over what is fun, fast, or easy, and choosing to practice our values rather than simply professing them. And another quote, integrity is choosing your thoughts and actions based on values rather than personal gain. So while we recognize that people may want to go out and do other companies, you know, there's 330 million people in the United States that are not involved in Beamer for you guys to be talking to. So we just ask that you really use this time to really examine and make sure that you are representing the incredible values of our community, which we know that you will. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Deb to lead us into the next portion of our call.
Okay, happy Friday. And I love Fridays, but it seems like every day feels like a Friday lately. The days of the week I'm getting mixed up, and I have been kind of enjoying the time being home a little more, slowing down, reflecting, being more with the family. Kind of brings me back to my childhood and sitting down and having those family long dinners and, you know, reading more and getting through some great books that sometimes we have to turn those lemons into lemonade and look at the positive and reflect on positive and not negative fear. That's not good to have that fear and that negative in our bodies. It doesn't help build that immune system. You know, your thoughts are not just thoughts. They are the seeds that you plant in your life. They are the reality you choose to embrace. They are the roots of every action and every word you speak. You and your brilliant creative mind determines what you think and what you say, what you feel, and what you do. When you choose to plant healthy seeds in your mind, you reap a healthy life, and vice versa. Of course, choosing to live a life of love does not mean your life will be perfect and without any mountains to climb, since in many cases we have no control, just like right now. We have no control what is happening with this virus. We have no control with the FDA. But I do have control on how I speak and what I'm doing. And as a leader and a coach, and when the managers and the team are calling in, I'm doing the best I can to honor whatever they have to do. Sometimes, you know, people have to find other avenues of income, and I totally understand that. We've helped several people get back with their accounting person that does their taxes. And, you know, look to fill, if you're 1099, you can get unemployment. You can make sure you get that stimulus package. Some of my people are getting back into their real estate license. Some are looking at their insurance. I was doing credit card processing, and if I have to, I'll go back and do some credit card processing. I've always been one to invest well and to save for rainy days. And, you know, Mark, he reminded me the other day, because he doesn't take his Social Security yet, and we aren't taking Social Security, but he goes, if we have to, Debbie, like, you know, we got a year, let's wait, you know, we'll wait a year, we'll be a nice inspirational coach and leader for everybody in the field, and when we're back and running, we can just help run with them. But, you know, if we ever have to, we can always go to Social Security, and I hate that. I hated that feeling and that sound. I guess I'll be 62 this summer, and I guess at 62 and a half, I can collect Social Security. But in the meantime, I'm helping broaden the horizon for other people. Some people have reached out to different wellness centers in the area, and there's job opportunities when we get back to work. We aren't going to be back to getting out of this house lockdown till May 28th here in Michigan. I know, I think it was Georgia, Florida, some other states are starting to go back slowly. But you can maybe find a job somewhere and work in a place to bring in some extra money for, you know, food, whatever you need, with places that you can meet great people that can help you grow your business. I have two people that are going to be receptionists in a spa, and they're paying like $25 an hour. You know, it's not bad to work a couple days and get that kind of money, and they are able to still share their Beamer at the spas too. They never even heard of Beamer. So, you know, think outside the box. If you have to get into another, some people are, you know, you might have heard of some of the distributors jumping into some other MLMs. You know, That's not what our policies procedures is all about. If you go to our policies procedures, I think it's section 3, letter O, it's against policies procedures to cross-recruit. And as a regional director in the nationals, every day we're getting names of people being turned in, and we hired some other attorneys, and they're going to start terminating people. So don't cross-recruit. Have faith, believe in yourself, go out and build a new network. If I really believed in a product that it was something that I definitely needed to live with, and it was the best in the world with all the studies and the proof and the magic, you know, pill or whatever, I would start all over from scratch and build a whole new network of people and not tie my Beamer people to it. I could not put my head on my pillow feeling in faith that what I was doing. And so you need to be able to do that too. And if you have a manager that is in Beamer that has approached you about another MLM, we applaud you for reaching out to us, because we need to know so we don't give them leads. We are not giving any leads to any managers that have been turned in because they've been trying to cross-recruit or even recruiting to their own personal downline. The new policies and procedures was changed the second week of March, and it was in the company's newsletter. And now they took out that you can't even recruit to your own personal frontline, that they took that out. So I just wanted to share that with you, because there's a lot of people that have never been involved with MLMs, and they don't know, and they're hearing from other people. And so they've been jumping ship, not even knowing what they're getting into. When the Veronas have gotten a couple of calls, the people had mentioned the person and said they didn't even know what they were doing, and that they signed up because it was free or whatever. And, you know, so we just love to have our Beamer distributors be honest, be truthful, and have heart and integrity. And, you know, so anyway, just wanted to plant that seed with you guys and let you know that we do see and we do know what's happening. But my husband and I, and talking with Dr. Burka, talking to Bettina, we believe in Beamer. We can't help what the FDA has done. I mean, I think there had been a couple mistakes that were made, but the FDA, there's no reason for them to be holding it up right now. And I pray that it happens really soon. But, you know, when you work with the FDA, they can do what they want. Just like look at our governors doing what they want. They can hold us, you know, handcuff us right now. And that's what's kind of happening. It's so sad that it's happening right now with this virus. I have more people calling me wanting this Beamer because they want to improve their health and have oxygen in the cells, and you know they're wanting to buy the Beamer now, and it's heart-wrenching. But I really believe in my heart that we'll be back, and we'll be back bigger and better and stronger. And I know with talking to Dr. Burka that, you know, there's going to be some other things happening down the road that's going to help out. So I applaud you guys, and I hate to see when you might have some people that you loved and you care about that jump ship and jump into something else. But it is kind of like life; it happens. You can love them where they're at, pray for people, and, you know, if it's a strong, honest, you know, Christian relationship, you'll still be friends. And it's part of leadership, growing as a leader, letting go, let God, and move forward. But I just wanted to share from my heart that Mark and I have talked several times about this, and we really believe in the company. We believe in the product and the company, and we love the people, and we're in it for the long haul. And, you know, we have to make, sometimes you have to have your sail go a different direction a little bit in life and with choices. And it has been a painful situation. And I feel bad for some people that have lived month to month and this is their full-time career, that, yeah, I definitely go out and do what you have to do. You know, we don't want anybody not paying their bills and not having food on the table. And our heart goes out to everybody. But we, as the leaders, we're trying our best and fighting every day. And, you know, we're even going outside the box from the FDA, trying to get to the Washington, D.C. to see what they can do with, you know, switching that green light and letting it go. So anyway, just wanted to share that. Today, what we do on Fridays now, you guys, it's Gratitude Day. It's what are you grateful for? If you want to hit number one and just say hi and share what you're grateful for. Sometimes speaking and sharing what you're grateful for, it brings joy to the heart, and it just I feel it. I always feel it when I have something I speak great, what I'm grateful for. I feel it in my body and my shoulders. And so if you want to share your heart and just share what you're grateful for a minute or three, hit number one, and we'd love to have you to the, bring you on and share that. If we don't have anybody that wants to open up, I know we have a record number of calls today. It's a huge day today, so happy Friday. You might be having some great sunshine like I am. It's going to be a beautiful, fun day to get out and breathe the fresh air and walk around my house as many times as I want because Mark doesn't like walking down the street with me because I wear my mask and I freak whenever somebody passes me. I go across the street. I want to be 6 feet away. And so I'd rather just walk around my house and my court. We live in a court, so we'll go walk the court a couple times. Amanda, is there anybody that has hit the number one?
Yeah, we have area code 818, not too far away from me. 818, good morning. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Anita from Idaho.
Oh, hello, Anita.
Hello?
You have an 818 area code, which is San Fernando Valley, so welcome.
That's because I lived there many years ago and never changed my phone number.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, so here's what I want to share. I'm grateful for a quote that I got from my sister some years ago, and I loved it so much, and I used it all the time. And then one day I tried to find out where it came from, and I looked on the internet and couldn't find it, and I asked her, where did you get that? And she said, oh, I made it up. So I'm going to share it with you.
Wonderful. Yes, we are.
Ask for what you want, but don't demand it. Accept things the way they are for now. Continue to give love anyway.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't
can
that
can you repeat
just
it one
amazing?
More time so we can write that down?
Yeah.
Can you repeat it one more
yeah.
time?
Yes, I can. Ask for what you want, but don't demand it. Accept things the way they are for now. Continue to give love anyway.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Anita, thank you so much.
I made that up. What's that?
Well, it is. It's beautiful. No, and I think that that has a really good message because, like we shared, there are a lot of things obviously going on that are beyond all of our control. Never did we think that we would have, you know, the perfect storm of our situation on top of, you know, that happening before coronavirus. So I think absolutely, we just continue to love. We continue to go forth with faith. And thank you so much, Anita, for calling in. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Bless your day as well.
You too. All right, ladies, we have another caller here. We have area code 413. 413, good morning. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. My name is Victoria in Massachusetts. And I want to say I'm really, really grateful for the Beamer. And I've been sick with cough and sometimes fever and a lot of difficulty breathing. And the Beamer has been incredibly reassuring. And I feel that having a lot of support in my own home kept me out of the hospital and with food and different things. So it was really reassuring, and of course I continue to use it several times a day.
Wonderful. Yes, I think you, Victoria, like a lot of people, are just grateful just to have a support system just to just help support your general wellness every day. So I hope you're feeling better, and thank you for calling in this morning.
I am feeling better, and I'm very grateful. Thank you for what you do with this Blog Talk.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
So, ladies, that seems to be it for the callers for today. So do you want to go around, and Amanda, you want to share some additional thoughts on gratitude? Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody else just popped in the queue. We always get that right before. Oh, a couple more. A couple shy ones. Sorry, ladies. Hold on 1 second.
I did want to applaud the last caller because she was very compliant and did a great job, and you're in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely, Victoria, you did do a great job, so thank you. Area code 509, you're on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Patty in Newport, Washington. I'm just so grateful for my Beamer and so grateful to learn that I can still get the benefits from just the B-pad because my full body mat just stopped working. It was my own fault. It was caught on something, and I didn't realize it because there was a blanket over it I was pulling. So I'm sending it in for repairs, but I wondered, if it's off warranty, do they repair it at our own cost? Do you happen to know that?
Deb, do you want to outline that? I think you probably know better. My understanding is yes.
You know, we were in the works of getting the company to do that, and if it's out of warranty, but I don't think they've set that up just yet. It's something that we have to get back with a company on. I think the guy's name is, it might be Drew or Jason that we can talk to and see how they can handle that.
Okay, I'll call the company. Well, I'm so grateful for my Beamer because I woke up with a splitting headache, and I don't get headaches normally, and so, of course, you immediately think, oh, no, do I have COVID-19? And my lungs were kind of filled up, and I was wheezing, and I thought, what's this all about? Or is it just post-nasal drip from, allergies? But I Beamered that body and that head of mine, and I got up, and I had no more wheezing, and my head was not hurting. And so I'm so grateful. Because before Beamer, I probably would have gone and popped something, a pill, to stop it. I'm very grateful that I don't have to take those kinds of things to rid myself of the discomfort. So thank you for being here for all of us during this time. We really appreciate you all for what you do.
Thank you as well.
And Deb is right, because if you call in and push for product support, Drew or Jason should be able to help you, and I'm sure that they will send you, it's called an RMA, a return label, to your email, and you'll send it in, and they'll work with you on it, because really, ladies, we have one of the best customer service and product support departments I've ever seen in any company I've ever worked in. They are lovely. They do such fast turnaround, especially when we're dealing with, Beamer issues in a business and we have to get the component right back in because we have clients coming in. So I'm sure they're going to fix that for you just as soon as they can. All right. Thank you for calling. Have a great day. Feel better.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies. We do have a few more here. We have area code 919. 919, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Joan from North Carolina. And as I was listening to Debbie talk, what does the term cross-recruit mean? I don't understand that.
What it means is anybody really with Beamer, whether it's your team or another person's team, that a lot of companies, they have it in their companies. I had been with Mary Kay for 22 years, and it was the same thing. They have it in their policies, procedures, not to cross-recruit for another direct sales company or another MLM. And, if I had to go out and rebuild another company, you can do that. You can go out and build a new network. Go join meetup groups, chambers, and be that new distributor's name and start your whole new network with new people. You don't have to go down and cross-recruit people into it. But some people do that. But that's what that means, cross-recruiting. You can Google and read it or definitely pull up your policies, procedures, and you'll be educated on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Joan. Yeah, Deb. And like we were saying, 330 million people in the U.S., 17,000 Beamer reps, do the math. There's millions and millions of people that you guys can go speak to. So let's go to area code 509-386. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay, so this is Nancy LaBerge from Dayton, Washington, and what I am grateful for today is, in fact, I laid in bed thinking about it last night, which is kind of funny, so I thought, I have to call. So I'm grateful for Blog Talk. I've been listening to it for 3 years, and my second academy, we were to make goals. And my goal was to listen to Blog Talk 3 times a week and take a shower every day. So some of you know what I'm talking about when I say those kind of simplistic things. I wasn't in a good place because it wasn't a like a physical blow to my head, but I had similar things, you know, sensitivity to light and that kind of stuff. And so I was very much isolated in my home. I really couldn't go out in public much. I went to church, and that was about all I could really do. I couldn't listen to the music at the grocery store, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, at first I thought I was listening to Blog Talk for the educational part because I realized I couldn't really go out there. And then I realized that you guys, and I want to say thank you to all previous Blog Talk people, because you have no idea that you were my family and my connectedness to humanity in a dark place. And I've loved the positivity. And, you know, the education kind of came just automatically. I learned stuff I didn't even know I was learning until later on. I thought, oh, I know that. So I'm just extremely grateful for the positivity and the connectedness. It's like pen pal friends. One day I'm going to meet you all. But you were just there for me. And this is my heart of gratitude to all of you. And one thing I learned, and I have practiced this for a couple of years, is write the three things you're grateful for. Yeah. And put them in a cookie jar. I think that was you, Deb. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I got them right here in my office. My gratitude jar.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, well, you tugged at the heart. You tugged at my heartstrings this morning or this afternoon. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're always going to be here for everybody because you never know who you touch. And knowing that you've been touched is a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I loved what you shared. That just made my day so much.
Well,
yeah.
Good. You've made my day.
You know, it's important, and that's why we didn't put Blog Talk on hold or anything on hold. And as a matter of fact, Casey Conrad and myself, we started a Thursday night tea time with Debbie and Casey. Last night was our first one, and we had no more lines open. It was overbooked. And today, the messages I got about how much it meant just to be ourselves, having tea face-to-face, our home to your home, I see people are craving that and wanting that. And, you know, I'm missing the academies. I'm missing the hugs that you get from people and being face-to-face. But we can at least be face-to-face on Zoom on the computer each week. It's on Thursday night. So if you want to reach out to me, I'll send you the flyer because we're going to be using the same link every Thursday. And just having heart-to-heart talk. Last night, it was just, it's all generic. It's not about Beamer. It's just generic and, you know, sharing and answering questions. So, love to have you join us on Thursday night.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. You did make our day because we just appreciate the community because you guys are there for us. And I know that, you know, some of those things you described, I went through similar circumstances in my late 20s, so I know exactly what you mean when you say trying to do something every day, take a shower, what that's like. And so I just, thank God that we have our beautiful community because it goes both ways. You know, you fill us up and we're glad that we could make a difference for you, and that's why we do it. Even despite everything going on right now, it's really important for us to connect. So I look forward to getting to meet you, hopefully at our convention in October, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Ladies, we have a couple more callers here. So area code 704, you're live on Blog Talk.
Well, hi, ladies. This is Debbie calling from Matthews, North Carolina. It's a suburb of Charlotte. And I'm so grateful for my best friend, Sharon Summers. She is such a gift from God. And we met through her sister, who wanted to learn how to make jewelry. And the reason I mentioned Sharon is because she is also a distributor. And we have just been so blessed and in our friendship. And this last week, we celebrated our first friendiversary. And it was just marvelous, you know, just to see her and all. But it was hard because we can't hug each other, and it's just not the same, you know. But anyway, Beamer was introduced to us on the same day. Peg Casey came over to our house, or Sharon's house, I mean, not our house. I don't know why I said that, but anyway, I practically lived at her house for a while. But anyway, Peg Casey came over, and because, you know, we needed her to, and introduced us, and right away, I mean, within 30 minutes, we were both sold on Beamer, and so excited. You know, that blood flow video is so, you know, compelling and intriguing and so eye-opening, and we just, it just clicked for both of us. And everybody who's, you know, who we've shared it with, who understood, you know, what happens in your circulatory system and how it impacts our health and all that, you know, they want to buy a Beamer. And but a lot of them say, I don't have the money. But anyway, I'm so grateful for her, for this Beamer business that God's helping us to build up, you know, along with our friends Peg Casey and Mark Gilowitz. And it's just awesome. Thank you so much for what you ladies are doing. And I know Mark gets on here and Peter gets on here, and I don't remember everybody, but it's an awesome show. And I've learned so much this past 8-9 months since I've, you know, been involved in Beamer. It's been a wonderful journey. So thanks.
Well, thank you so much. And it is when you have, you know, a friend that thinks of you and introduces you, just like Deb had, or I had, or Amanda had, you know, the fact that you can be in such an incredible business, and I can tell you right now, and I know the ladies agree with me, I am so grateful, despite our situation, having a home-based business that I'm still able to connect with people every day and, you know, see them on Zoom or on video calls, or, you know, stay connected with people, because, you know, other people that I know are completely laid off from work. You know, they work in restaurants or service industries or wellness centers, and they're not allowed to go to work, and so they don't have any of that connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I love what you shared today, because it is a real blessing. And so that's a good friend, and we look forward to meeting you hopefully in October at our convention, where I have a feeling we're all going to be able to hug each other, but we'll see. Stay tuned for that one. So anyway, have a great day.
Thank you.
Ladies, I'm going to go to our last caller here, area code 978-978. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Debbie. This is Donna Wadsworth from Massachusetts, and I'm really glad that you mentioned the call last night with you and Casey, because I tried to find it and I couldn't, and I'd love to know how, if there was a copy of that call that we could listen to, or if we can get the information for next Thursday. Hello?
Sorry. Yeah, I just had to open my line. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you guys my email. So for you to give me your email, and I'll send you the replay, and I'll send you the invite.
Okay.
You should be in Casey's region, right?
Yeah, but I didn't get anything on it on my computer.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? We kind of just threw it together fast, and we just on Monday made the link, and I made the flyer. So I have a flyer that we're going to use the same link every week. So let me get that out to you.
Okay.
So my email is it's Deborah, DeborahBrolley, Deborah Brolley at Gmail. And give me your email. And then also, I don't mind, I share my North Central region Facebook page as a private Facebook group with a lot of different people, not just my North Central region. So if you're on Facebook, friend me, and I can add you to that, because I always put all the replays there and the flyers and that
section too. It's called North Central Region Private Facebook Group. But I should just say Beamer Facebook Group. But it's anyway, I got it approved by compliance, and Michelle Lautner's part of it, and she sees what I post, so it's all compliance, mainly just replays in my newsletter and flyers.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So, great. Ladies, that's our call for the day. I actually have to get ready to run here in a moment, so I'm going to just say goodbye to everybody, but I'll stay on to keep the dashboard open. But this was an incredible call. You know, I always love being here with the two of you. You know, I'm so grateful for the both of you, and I'm looking forward to just more continued good news. And with that, I'll toss it over to Amanda first for her closing thoughts, and then go around to Deb to close us out.
Sounds great. I want to thank all the callers that came in, you know, today and shared what you were grateful for and shared, you know, what you're personally experiencing and going through. And thank you so much for continuing to be a part of our Beamer community and Beamer family. I am very grateful for all of y'all, and grateful for Debbie and Claudia. I love doing this with y'all every Friday. And, you know, just keep on plugging on and stay positive, everybody, as best as you can. And I will talk to you next week. Over to you, Miss Debbie, to close us out.
Okay. If you want to share this with your team, go ahead and make sure they know about www.blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS to listen to the replays. And I just would like to close it out with a great book that I'm reading. It's by Dr. Carolyn Leaf, L-E-A-F, and it's Switch On Your Brain Every Day. It's 365 readings for peak happiness, thinking, and health. And she talks about that there is studies and research, and that what we think about affects us both physically and emotionally. According to the researchers, the vast majority of illness that plague us today is a direct result of a toxic life. I thought that was, every time I read things, I'm always highlighting everything in this book, and I thought maybe I better share this with you guys. It might help inspire you. I got it on Amazon. Switch On Your Brain Every Day by Dr. Caroline Leaf. Go out and make it a great day. Try and have a great weekend. The best thing you can do is be the light for other people. Don't be the doom and gloom. When you have somebody that is hurting and calling you, it's best to try to see what you can do to try to lift them up into that depression and turn things around. Because, you know, you guys, I do pay attention to the news. I want to see what's happening, but I don't listen to it all day. I don't, you know, read it all day and have the TV on all day. I just listen for about an hour, be updated, know what's happening, and then move on. It's really important to have that hope and possibilities and be that light for other people. And the more you give, the more you get. And I hope you have a weekend just like that. Go out and give. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.